Well, the one thing that I was particularly intrigued by is this little article by Al Postma on the CRC network about pastor education. And I think that, you know, they have a model for that at the continuing education office in the Pentagon. But it still seems to me rather self-serving or narrow, if you will. And so I wonder if there isn't a way that we can encourage that office actually to expose pastors to the kind of thing that we're doing, and thereby giving them the opportunity to experiment with it themselves, whether to start a local meetup group or something. What that would do is it would actually force them not so much academically, but in practice, to broaden their horizons in interacting with people from a wide variety of backgrounds who bring a whole new set of questions to the table, which I think will enrich their professional life as pastors.
Oh, I agree.
What do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful. I think the response would be very interesting. I've always had a mixed response from my colleagues about Jordan Peterson. And I think there are some people who have been excited about what's been going on. I think there are some people who are quietly horrified that I'm doing this. But I think you're dead on right. Part of the reason, so we're going to San Jose, and San Jose is going to let us use their room, and I've invited some people from the San Jose Church to join us. Part of the reason I'm doing that is because I would love to see, San Jose is a lot closer to me than Southern California. I mean, I can drive there. I would love to see more meetups.
I hope
meetups.
They turn you down.
What's that?
I hope they turn you down.
No, they said yes.
If you get too connected up there, it's going to be much harder for me to get you down here.
But they, you know, I really, this has been, for me, I've always been a lifelong learner. So I've always, and Al's idea of, you know, making sure you branch off, I found that I branch off where the ministry needs force me to branch off.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some combination of my giftedness and the need, and so that's where it goes. But this journey with the meetups and the Jordan Peterson videos has been for me one of the most fruitful learning processes for me. I've had to get up to speed. My book list is just crushing me. And I've had to get up to speed on all kinds of things that I really never thought I would need to get up to speed on. And then the more real live people come into my sphere for which I am a pastor, whether they are in Australia or Europe or Sacramento or someplace in the US and Canada, that just again stretches me to So this has been by far the best ongoing educational experience of my pastorate. And I think you're exactly right. A question would be if others could, well, there's willingness. Some people are going to look at Jordan Peterson, and like I said to Ron Dart, he's too Darwinian, so they don't want to touch him, or he's not lining up with the ascendant morality sufficiently, and he's criticizing a bunch of sacred cows over on the left, so they don't want to have anything to do with him. They're suspicious of him. So there's going to be a lot of people that say, thanks, but no thanks. And there'll be people who say, I don't want to see my denomination get anywhere near this. Now, because of the way our denomination works, nobody's taking a shot at me. It's kind of hard to because I have a local church council, but we haven't gotten any letters of complaint, so.
I could fix that.
They know who you are. You've been too much.
In other words, I cannot fix that.
An anonymous letter. Dear Council of Living Stones, make your pastor stop.
Yeah, I No, but I guess, again, in all seriousness, about this expansion of the mind, I think that it should be described and articulated from that angle of pastoral education, not so much as a following of Jordan Peterson, but a engaging with a totally different audience in whatever manner or fashion, whether it is that you start a meetup group of citizens of your hometown who have issues.
Right.
You know, in other words, I'm not so much saying that it has to be sharply focused on Jordan Peterson, but why not start your own commentary channel on somebody that intrigues you?
Yeah.
Or why not start a meetup group that is not made up of people of your church?
Yeah.
I think
that
those two little techniques would rapidly expand a pastor's sphere of influence and his theological horizons to the point that, or ministry horizons, to the point that maybe it would actually bear fruit in that sense, in the same way that you talk about how it has incredibly enriched your life, and I say the same thing about myself.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point. I think a lot of pastors will wonder if they can get traction, because I think there are a lot of pastors out there that try almost anything to get traction on anything, and this is why I say, well, give this a look, because this is hot right now. And as a pastor, you know, before a year ago, I didn't have a stack of people wanting to talk to me and wanting to talk to me about all kinds of things that are well within my ministry purview. Now I do.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, come on, guys, this is a no-brainer, but
nope.
It's a no-brainer for me.
No, and also I got a Christmas present from my daughter, but it was a result of a conversation we'd had earlier. She works for a nonprofit, and she recognizes clearly that one of her strengths is collaboration with other nonprofits, where you leverage each other's resources and expertise to bring about combined results.
Yep.
And so she says to me, John, I mean, actually she said, Dad, she says, Dad, I own a nonprofit. I actually am the executive director of a nonprofit, which is almost defunct. And she said to me, Dad, why don't you use your nonprofit to embark on whatever interests you and go find other nonprofits that are in a similar ballpark and go to their meetings and their gatherings and their collaborative efforts, because sooner or later you'll be able to find something that you can hang your hat on and go along with and participate in, and vice versa. There may be people who catch your vision and who want to contribute to whatever it is that you're doing, and that's how the whole synthesis thing starts to happen. That's why I think what you said earlier about the leverage. No, that's not what you said. What did you say? You said there are traction. Yeah, there are people who feel they can't get any traction on their own. I am a personal testimony to the fact that simply using your influence online through your YouTube video channel put my meetup groups on the map.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much more clearly than that I can say it. I don't think that, I mean, I've been trying for months on my own to make something happen and nothing happened.
Yeah.
So then you're dealing with a lack of traction.
Yeah.
And you show up and you make a few comments and you say, hey, people, this is what John is doing and I'm going to help him and I'm going to be there. And you show up and the whole room is full of people. I mean, what happened there?
And so, I've been offering to do this for others too.
Have you mentioned your example with me to them?
I have in my email.
You don't really want to mention my name in those circles. Forget it. Talked to Bill Viss yesterday.
I'm recording this, so be careful what you say.
Yeah, we had a good conversation. It was very nice.
Bill's a mutual friend of both of ours. So, yeah.
Hey, and the other thing that I wanted to talk to you, so if you want to disconnect and reconnect, is